Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into a special edition of Sports Talk Live from Thibodeau Regional's Wellness Center. The first game of the 2025 college season. First nationally televised home opener at noon on ESPN2. Thibodeau Regional, the first official healthcare Nichols Athletics, provider of Nichols Athletics. Now happy to welcome in on the line Ryan Trahan, certified athletic trainer of Thibodeau Regional Sports Medicine Center. Ryan, thanks so much for the time. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
Ryan, this is Mike. Great to have you on with us. And tomorrow, noontime, I know one thing. Unless we got rain like we just got, it's going to be hot. So part of your job is to make sure everybody stays hydrated. You might have to help a few people in the stands, too, with that hydration, water-wise, not some of the other stuff. But that is challenging, a 12-noon game, and first game of the season. And to keep it, because the first thing that's going to happen, you're going to get some cramping and some you pull muscle cramping. And so that is a big responsibility, not only from a health standpoint, if somebody gets hurt, but also to keep everybody hydrated, cool, everything else. Because I know one thing, it ain't cold in South Louisiana in September, neither October. So we know what it's going to be like in August.
Yes, sir. It will be a little warm. But you know, we're living in Louisiana. It's something that we've gotten used to. You know, as far as the game goes, it's not something that we're not going to be familiar with. You know, it's hot outside, but that's when we practice. You know, I think the only complications really come in with guys that aren't from the state of Louisiana, which we do have that. But you know, we do a good job of, you know, creating our practice plans to adjust and, you know, take time in the heat and then get guys in the shade and then go in the heat. You know, it's all about, you know, acclimating guys to this type of temperature. And, you know, we're going to prepare for that going into a noon game. And we've been preparing for that.
Ryan, how much coordination do you do with Coach Rybecki now? Coach Rebo was here for so many years with the head coach and the coaching staff to kind of emphasize that to the team also. Because that's where the message got to come from him. And you guys work with the team on a regular basis. So how much communication is there between you and the head coach just to emphasize, especially in these type of games? And also, too, is I think when it cools off, a lot of times guys, okay, it's not as hot, I won't drink as much. Well, the sun's still hitting on you and beating down on you. And the Saints went through that in California where it wasn't as hot, wasn't as humid, but still, you know, that you being out in that heat for a while, man, it takes its toll on you.
You're exactly right. You know, when it gets colder, guys do tend not to drink as much, but, you know, we have to educate them and tell them, you know, you're still sweating. You're still being active. Your body is still losing fluids through sweat and everything else, you know. And like I said, the cliche of all this is education, you know, whether that's the players or anybody else, you know, your hydration doesn't just start the day of the game. Your hydration has to start, you know, the days before that, putting the right stuff into your body going into game day. If you're starting to put the right stuff in going on game day, you're already behind. You know, and then if you have a hot game or a noon game, you know, you're well behind and you're going to have a tough time out there. As far as, you know, with coach, you know, our staff, our athletic training staff, including Tyler, you know, does a great job of, you know, having those discussions, talking about practice plans. You know, they came up with a good plan, like I discussed earlier, about, you know, being out in the sun for X amount of time and then coming inside under our covered facility and then going out for longer periods of time as the weeks go on. You know, those are the types of things that we do. Also incorporating when you put pads on, when you don't have pads on, to try to, you know, help guys, you know, acclimate a little bit easier. But that's also why you start these things a month ahead of time. You know, you have to get guys prepared. You know, they hadn't had pads on all summer long, and now we start putting those on, and all that weight and different things really will have an effect. You're going to start to sweat more. You're going to have that dehydration type of situations that do occur. And, you know, we just continue to educate our guys. We have lots of different things that we utilize outside of just your water to, you know, hydrate guys and keep them going out there, you know.
Ryan, I don't know if y'all still do it. Y'all give that little bit of honey? Man, you know, years ago, well, I'm talking about when I was a kid, so that was many years ago. But, man, they used to give you that little shot of honey before a game. And, you know, we thought that was a killer cure type of thing with it. I don't know if y'all do any of that today. No, that was many moons ago. Bobby and I still talk about that.
There's so many things. There's so many little, you know, remedies that people come up with. You know, everything from the mustard packets to now it's the pickle juice to, you know, like I said, there's so many different things that, you know, everybody's trying to get that little bit of an edge to try to, you know, get through it. And so there's so many things. We could talk about all those for a long, long time. So, but, you know, we utilize, you know, with the cold tubs and things like that still, you know, ice towels during practice. I know you saw those types of things during camps and stuff, you know, anything to kind of get the body temperature down and, you know, help guys through, you know, the heat.
To have the indoor facility, Ryan, I mean, that's got to be a godsend too, because not only from a situation that doesn't break up practice, and because, you know, when you get a storm pass, they got lightning. So you best get out of there because, you know, people say lightning don't strike twice in the same spot. They don't live where we live. That's all I can tell them. I've seen it hit the same spot three or four times. So, man, to have that indoor facility has really been super for the Colonels.
Absolutely. You know, we've been blessed to have that. You know, you mentioned lightning and weather, you know, you don't have to miss practices, but, you know, just like we discussed the heat. I mean, look, I'm telling you, I think it's at least a 20 degree difference from out in the middle of the sun to underneath that covered area. Like, just to be able to, you know, get guys out of the sun for periods of time. And, you know, like you mentioned, being safe as far as the bad weather has been truly amazing for us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ryan, you part of this group that sets everything up for Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Passing Academy, and then Dr. Elias's camp that he has. And yeah, you don't have enough people on the staff, so kind of tell everybody, you guys recruit people from outside the area and other states even that come in here to basically work with you guys at these camps to understand what it is to work with large groups. The Manning Passing Academy, you talk about 1,300 guys. Louisiana Line Camp, they had over 750. I think it was over 300 for Dr. Elias's camp. That's a lot of people, okay? You don't have enough athletic trainers, even if you pull all of them together to do it, and you guys basically do a recruiting deal to bring people in from outside to help out.
Yes, sir. It's been a process over the years, you know, to continue to get people, to continue to have enough staff, because like you mentioned, all these camps just continue to grow. I feel like every single year we get to one, they say record-breaking numbers and record-breaking. I'm still trying to wonder where they're putting all these kids when they come here. But, you know, for us, you know, we do have to rely heavily on recruiting. We recruit our area here with, you know, local athletic trainers from the parish, high school athletic trainers, college athletic trainers. You know, those are the people that help us on the field, you know, helping with deal with injuries and emergency situations. And then along with that, you know, we have to reach out to local high schools and then the colleges that have athletic training programs across the area. You know, I know for Manning, we went all the way from Texas to, I think, Florida. We've had people from Alabama. You know, we continue to branch out and try to see who, you know, would be willing to come down and help us. And, you know, look, we try to get as many people as available, you know, and try to continue to do the best job that we can as far as taking care of these young athletes when they're here on our campus.
Ryan, you've been part of this a long time, so you've seen the growth here at the hospital, and to see this, the wellness center. And I was telling Stevie, he didn't see part two yet, you know, with the volleyball courts and the tennis courts and everything. And then they have the new cancer institute here. It's remarkable here, because I think if I'd have told you that even, say, 15 years ago, nobody would have believed it. To see the growth in the hospital and the wellness center is certainly a big part of the growth here, and then also the Cancer Institute. It's remarkable to see where at one time this was nothing but cane field, and to see what's happened here in Thibodaux.
Yes, it was cane field for a long time, you know, when I went to school here at Nichols, but it's absolutely incredible. You know, you mentioned it, you know, that to understand the facilities that we have here in Thibodaux, Louisiana, you know, stuff that you've got to drive to major cities and stuff like that to see is absolutely incredible. You know, the vision and the things that Mr. Stock has done here and put out, you know, is incredible. And even, you know, myself working at Nichols, it's a tremendous thing for our student athletes. You know, a lot of our sports utilize these facilities, and they're by far some of the best facilities in our conference. And I'm sure even some of the places that we go that are mid-major and things like that, you know, to have that many tennis courts, to have that many beach volleyball courts, you know, is absolutely remarkable. And, you know, we can only thank Thibodaux Regional for that. And you're right, they're just tremendous facilities, and we're just lucky to have them.
How many people work with you on game day, Ryan?
Ooh, you know, everybody from physicians to staff. You know, we have anywhere from, you know, 15, 20, sometimes more than that people. And that's just our athletic training staff, the students that help us, the physicians, dietitians, just that, you know, we have that amount of people, you know, with us. That doesn't include, you know, the equipment staff that we work, you know, hand in hand with, whether that's setting up the field in the middle of games, during certain situations. There's a lot of hands on deck, you know, and we all have to work well together.
So you don't get to go to the tailgating. You don't get to eat the barbecue and stuff like that. Or do you sneak around? You don't need to tell me if you don't answer it. We good.
No, no. Listen, we depending on the time, depending on kickoff, you know, with a noon kickoff, we're going to get there, and it's going to be go, go, go up until we start getting guys ready, you know, with taping and things like that. Occasionally, if we get everything done in time, we can sneak away and kind of see what everybody's got going on. But no, there's not too much downtime on game day when it involves all that setup. You know, I make the joke, you know, the field doesn't set up itself. All that stuff out there with the fans and the tents, and it doesn't just magically appear, you know, at kickoff. So there's a lot of going on. But, you know, just like we talk about with camp, there's just a lot of that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, a lot of people don't get to see. You know, they get to show up, and next you know, we kick off, and it's go time. So, you know, but we try. If we can, I'll try to get out there, see who's got what cooking, you know?
I got you. Listen, man, can't thank you and Tyler and everybody involved with it to get them ready. It's just unbelievable to see the amount of work that gets involved with it, and people watching on television or in the stands, they don't see a lot of that. And so, man, congratulations for everything you do for Nichols State and also for the people here at Thibodaux Regional.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the time for sure. And, Mike, yeah, that's something if, you know, you're interested in getting involved in sports and maybe can't be a player getting on the field and not into scouting or something, you know, being an athletic trainer is definitely interesting.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Thibodaux Regional and Nichols have teamed up, and you probably passed by it. They got it all kind of walled off. They're building and expanding the nursing center here.
Okay.
Here. And so, you know, because one of the things that's not going away is the medical industry.
For sure.
That's always going to be in place. We're living longer as a society today, and people get to a certain age, and, you know, they need medical care. And so that was part of, I know, what Greg Stock and everybody at Thibodaux Regional wanted to do to try to expand that and also get a better group of nurses and people in the nursing facilities, because there aren't enough. And a lot of people, they get the degree here, but they may go somewhere else,
sure,
you know, in another state, another town. And so you need them here in the Bayou area.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.